Greg, Washington's GET program, the Guaranteed Education Tuition Program, has been very popular with parents saving money to send their kids to college. But as we've seen this year, there's nothing set in stone about that program, is there? It is subject to political change.
That's true. We've discovered that when our ability to fund programs around the country start to fall away, that legislatures make adjustments. For example, the state of Texas has already made changes in its own GET program, and as a result, a number of citizens who wanted to use that program have decided not to. Washington State has been making some of the same considerations this year. I think what happens is it undermines the faith you have in a program when you thought it was in concrete, and then you discover that at various whims it can go away or be changed.
Well, if people are thinking of hedging their bets or looking for other alternatives, you know, what are the other alternatives?
Well, there are many. There are at least seven major areas of people can look at, parents can look at. Interestingly enough, the most popular one is savings. A third of all people who are saving for their children's education are just using savings banks and bank programs. Then there's also, you can go into a normal brokerage account, save your money there. You can go to insurance plans. Some people say insurance plans cost too much, but, you know, that's an option for some people. There's something called a Coverdell account, which costs, which only allows you $2,000 a year, so that won't help everybody. And you can use a Roth IRA. That works. I still think the two best programs are the GET program and the savings plan in which you use zero coupon treasury bonds. I think both of those have strengths that people should consider.
Well, I know you're a big fan of the zero coupon approach because that's how you that's how you did it, right?
I did like it a lot. But, you know, the more I think about it, the more I like GET, because GET at least guarantees that inflation element. So if you put up that money today, you know it's going to be enough to cover what you would normally pay in a Washington State college, and it's good all over the country. If your child decides to go to a private school, then you're going to have to pay the difference. But I still think it's a very good program, and people should be thinking about that.
But that's only as long as politicians don't radically change it, though.
Yeah, and I don't think the changes are really radical this time around, but who knows, if they're going to fool around with it year after year, then it will kill the program. People just won't put their money into it.
So the bottom line, though, even though it is subject to political changes, the GET program still seems like a pretty good deal to you.
Yes, and I think the whole point is you have to think about saving for college, and it's just a good thing to get on that road now.
Thanks, Greg. Greg Heberlin is KPLU's financial commentator. You can download our Money Matters conversations at kplu.org. I'm Dave Meyer.